it's certainly true that we can find a lot of positives by looking at the world around us. Let's Talk writer Barry Madden has found that a shared love of nature has helped ease the stress of lockdown as he connects with others and with some bugs and birds.
It's sometimes difficult to identify lasting positives from the situation we have all had to endure over the past few months. I judge we have all suffered some assault on our mental and emotional well-being, whether we have recognised it or not. And of course, we're not out of it yet. The thing I've been most grateful for over this period has been my love of nature. This has provided a constant source of inspiration and pleasure, as well as enabling me to feel part of a like-minded community. As an example, the staff at RSPB Strumpshaw Fen in Norfolk, recognising the need to maintain contact with volunteers, they set up a simple Facebook page which has proved immensely popular. Many people utilise this vehicle to post their nature observations or ask questions of those better qualified and exchange views about conservation issues. The value of that facility was brought home to me by one person who thanked everyone for wonderful photos, without which she felt she would have been totally isolated for weeks on end. Sometimes the effect of a simple act of sharing is vastly underestimated. We are social animals and need to connect. Being largely confined to home and even when restrictions lifted somewhat, not wishing to put pressure on vulnerable sites, has led to the garden being my main wildlife observation source. What a treasure trove it has proven to be. The sunny weather during much of April and May led to all sorts of wildlife profiting from the heat and abundant light. You know, I mentioned last month that a friend of mine organised a lockdown garden bird race where people from all over the country could spend as much or as little of the 24 hours that made up Saturday, May the 16th, spotting birds from their home. I managed a modest 21 species, but was really excited to be able to record one of them as a red kite. To my delight, this superb raptor gracefully glided over the garden mid-morning, representing a first, but hopefully not last, tick for this patch. It was all good-natured fun and another example of community spirit from hitherto unconnected people. Having a pond in the garden provides that extra element of diversity and is always a source of well-intentioned time-wasting for me. As I write, there are still good numbers of tadpoles wriggling around, and three species of damselfly are beginning to emerge and decorate the margins. The number of invertebrates that seem to congregate in its immediate environs is overwhelming at times. There are hoverflies, true flies, bees and wasps, bugs, beetles, spiders and moths. I guess leaving the surrounding area to go wild helps a little. And trying to identify all these little creatures is challenging and takes time. Well, luckily, we've had plenty of that available. And so far, early June, I've managed to find more than 100 species, albeit with the occasional aid of a moth trap, which has included several new to the garden. The biggest surprise awaited me in the form of a gorgeous and totally unexpected currant clearing moth. A day-flying species, not very big in size, but huge in significance, it is classified as a nationally scarce species. And there it was, in my Sprouston garden, supping nectar from red campion. Maybe. It's been there every year, and I've never connected. One sure positive from this episode I'm very grateful for. The local birds seem to be having a pretty successful breeding season. Two pairs of blackbirds have raised young, as have a pair of dunnocks. Great Tits used our swift box to raise a brood, and a delightful family party of long-tailed tits entertained us one morning. And greenfinches, goldfinches, chaffinches, wrens and robins, they've all at least attempted to breed close by, and a blackcap has been singing his heart out most days trying to attract a mate. The magpies, they've also brought their prodigy for a visit on a few occasions. Yeah, they waste little time terrorising the other birds. I watched one pull a greenfinch nest to pieces, thankfully empty, and another raided a wood pigeon nest, stealing a squab and devouring it. They have their own young to feed, even though it is sometimes hard to watch. Other avian highlights have been the ability to watch the local buzzards soaring high overhead. I watched one glide across the whole visible panorama without flapping its wings once. I couldn't help but wonder what it must be like to be up there in the silence, looking down on our urban patchwork. Now summer has arrived and things have eased a little, there will be lots to see. Time to connect with your local wildlife. Make the effort to stand and stare. Look and listen. There's so much to relish and always something new to discover. Let nature help heal the scars of the past few months. And by so doing, maybe we can all get back to normality with a much more positive outlook for one another and the natural world around us.
Thank you, Sam.